Many businesses have considered going green, but what does that mean? Installing solar panels, recycling water, switching to LED lights. Actually, it means a lot more than that, as we're about to find out. Perhaps it also means using suppliers who have a like-minded approach to sustainable business interests. And while we're on the subject of sustainability, what does that mean in practical terms? Joining us to discuss this is Mark Boshoff, Head of Transformation and Sustainability at Nedbank. Hi, Mark. Just tell us a bit about your role as Head of Transformation and Sustainability at Nedbank and outline, if you will, some of the general trends in sustainable financing that we're seeing at the moment.
Hi, Kieran. Thanks for having me. My role as Head of Sustainability and Transformation in the bank is, I think I'm a very lucky chap. I get to save the world, if you want to see it in those lines, through sustainability and the financial offerings that we offer. And then I also have a look at how we can benefit our black colleagues, that black business people that want to start businesses and get their businesses up and running through empowerment financing. So all in all, a very positive portfolio to have. For businesses to go green, it depends where you want to start. A lot of companies would maybe begin with getting themselves a consultant that could look at how you do a green office space, design the green office, build it with various sources of material and things so that it's done in a sustainable way. Other businesses are not that fortunate and have to possibly retrofit, and that's most probably where my portfolio comes in very strongly, as we assist those businesses to retrofit through funding, of course, retrofit the solar panels or the renewable energy or the water conservation or whatever it might be.
Following on from that, sustainability in business generally addresses two main categories: the effect that business has on the environment and the effect business has on society. Why is this important, and what are Nedbank's sustainability finance offerings in this regard?
Well, I think if one takes a step back and just has a look at it from the perspective of a business in a society, how can any business be healthy and functioning and sustainable or viable in an unhealthy society? So I think the two are very interlinked. Your business has got to build your society, and your society has got to support your business. And that is, to me, the main reason why one's got to look at sustainability development goals as designed by the United Nations, because it looks not only at saving the planet, if you want to call it that, but also how do we build our societies and our infrastructure around us in such a way that everybody benefits and it's a prosperous viable society for everyone. And what is Nedbank doing in business banking? What we have had a look at is how can we assist our clients to follow the same route we have in Nedbank, where we're one of the first banks to become carbon neutral, where we have very firm policies on green and sustainability. And one of the things that we can do is assist clients to finance that equipment that they're looking at, and we've got various options that they could use.
Maybe you can just elaborate a little bit about that point you made, that Nedbank is the first bank to be carbon neutral. What does that mean?
We went through the very stringent tests and exercises that were operating at the time to see that our carbon footprint, whether that is whether we're contributing to the global warming or not, and how one can reduce that carbon footprint. We got to the point through various exercises and implementations and structures, we got to the point where we could safely claim that we were carbon neutral at that point.
Interesting. Okay, sustainable business practices are no longer an option for business, but they're becoming a necessity. And of course, that has got financial implications. And maybe just discuss, what are some of the finance realities for businesses going down this road?
When we started out on this road, Kieran, it was very much a case of how do we have a look at assisting businesses to reduce their carbon footprint, to become green, to become sustainable, and to become self-efficient, if you want to call it that. But at the end of the day, as you rightly say, businesses are there to do business, to have a positive bottom line. And more it became very obvious that there were certain things that were impacting businesses. One of them was, at that stage when we developed the product, was that the lights were going out with the rolling blackouts and load shedding and all those wonderful things that we went through. And that impacts a business directly. They can't do business. They can't run their tools. They can't run their points of business. And they might not even be able to run their factories. The other thing that was impacting on them tremendously was the escalating cost of electricity. And that just had a direct impact on the bottom line. They weren't always able to pass that on to the consumer because the consumer's already struggling. And that's when we started to realize that our product and our funding offering that we've got is not just there to prevent climate warming and all those things that are going with the sustainability side of it, but also to help businesses to be more viable on a business sense.
I think a lot of businesses will be encouraged to hear that when we talk about sustainability, it's not just a box that you tick in the annual report, is it? It is actually keeping the lights on. I mean, that's what sustainability does mean, and keeping it on in a way that is not harmful to the environment. And what is also interesting to note, which you've just touched upon there, is the fact that this can now be done and it can be financed in a way which does make business sense. If we can just follow on from that, talking about some of the trends that are currently being talked about, greener offices, such as using sustainable materials in the building process, you discussed that earlier on, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and of course, renewable energy sources to power facilities, considering the problems that we've got with the Eskom grid at the moment. What are some of these big trends that businesses are having to confront?
In my mind, the big trends that they're having to confront is how do they continue to operate, produce what they are designed to do, so assist their staff to continue working in an environment that is conducive to health and safety, and to possibly replace certain harmful business practices that they may have. And all of this does cost money, and it does have an impact on the bottom line. But one of the great things that we discovered when we started analyzing the funding options that we do provide in that is that initially, we thought it was going to be a way to help the clients to move forward. And then we realized that it actually makes business sense to be sustainable, because all these offerings that that you can buy, all these products and implementations that you can do, actually help you to save money, not only just the environment. And that is becoming a big trend. And we're seeing more and more that businesses are starting to realize that they have various stakeholders who are starting to say, hang on a moment, you may not be as green as you say you are, or you in a polluting environment. We no longer want to invest in you. We no longer want to buy from you. We no longer want to be part of this ongoing situation. And it's just becoming more and more, as you say, non-negotiable. One has to try and look at becoming a more sustainable business that doesn't pollute and that just that provides a benefit to the society around them, other than just producing a certain piece of equipment or product.
Okay, Mark, any final thoughts, and perhaps just outline for us where you think South Africa will lie in terms of sustainability, let's say 5 years from now?
That's a tough question. Things change overnight, as we've seen in the rather recent past. We in South Africa are in a very, very fortunate position with our climate and our where we are situated in the world. We are a great tourist destination. We just have so many natural resources and so much, and I'm not talking about minerals and things. I'm talking about the natural beauty that we have around us and that. And I think we most probably can be compared to the Californians or guys of that nature, where you're going to be looking at having people who want to spend time outdoors, who want to have tourists arrive safely and do their thing in a manner that is conducive to the environment. So I think that we're going to see this groundswell that's already started for different reasons, whether it was Eskom or cost increases or whatever it is now going to become a business imperative, and people are just going to do it because it makes sense. So I foresee a great future for sustainability and for our country as a whole.
Thank you very much. That was Mark Boshoff, Head of Transformation and Sustainability at Nedbank.